We're reviewing those reports. And obviously, the use of chemical weapons by anybody is an atrocity, and one that the international community will not stand for. However, if those reports are correct, it would not be an outlier in terms of the tactics that we know that ISIL uses. We know that ISIL is an extremist organization that seeks to achieve their aims by terrorizing innocent people. And so their use of chemical weapons, if true, would be consistent with those kinds of tactics. It's certainly something that the United States and our international partners take quite seriously. So I think I'd leave it there.
What can the U.S. do to prevent the development of nerve gases?
Well, certainly one of the things that we have done already is we worked effectively with the Russians a couple years ago to ensure that the declared chemical weapons stockpile of the Assad regime was faithfully rounded up and destroyed. That was important, not just because it took one dangerous weapon out of the arsenal of the Assad regime. That was important because the Assad regime was using that arsenal to attack innocent people.